Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I'm with Amy Zellmer, who is the founder of the Not Invisible Putting a Face on Brain Injury campaign. She's been traveling across the country last year and this coming year as well. Thanks for being with us. So you've started a new magazine.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, it's called the Brain Health Magazine, and I had been doing some research to see there really just isn't anything out there for consumers. There's plenty of, you know, brain magazines and neurology for professionals, but not really for the consumer, the survivor or the caregiver. So I did a bunch of research and determined, well, I guess I should start one. And so I pulled together some amazing people to help me bring this magazine to life. I have contributors who are survivors, caregivers, professionals, and I hired a graphic designer because I know nothing about that part of a magazine. And the first issue just came out in late September, early October. So the first issue just came out. And I am super excited for it. It turned out really amazing. And we actually just did an interview with Brooke, sharing her story and her journey. So that'll be in an upcoming issue. I'm really excited to share her journey. But yeah, I wanted it to be a resource for people after brain injury to live their best life with just really actionable things that they can take away from the magazine. Like I might share a yoga pose or an essential oil or a recipe, something that they can just maybe take one thing, because it can be really overwhelming with a brain injury. Trying to navigate and, you know, read a whole magazine could take them a month, right? Mm-hmm. So I want it to have just little snippets of things that they can maybe try one thing and implement it into their recovery.
Now, will you have digital copies available? Where can somebody listening find that?
Yes. So it's thebrainhealthmagazine.com, and the digital subscription is completely free. Anyone across the globe really can subscribe, and it will always be a free resource. There is a print version available with a paid subscription in the U.S., but the digital version will always be free.
Awesome. Yeah. That's fantastic. Now, aside from some of the neurology type work that you did, the rehab work you did for yourself, were there other things that you found were helpful? I mean, you mentioned yoga. Mm-hmm. You mentioned essential oils.
Yeah. Yeah. So I, you know, before I found functional neurology, I had gotten really frustrated with the doctors telling me there's nothing we can do. So I did. I went back to yoga. I found yoga again. And yoga, in the beginning, I really couldn't do much. And I had to hold on to a chair because otherwise I'd fall over. But the more I did it, the stronger I got, the more stable I got. Essential oils were definitely in my arsenal. I had been using them since before my injury. So I pulled those out, and peppermint oil kind of saves the day every time you start getting a headache. And meditation, just trying to quiet my mind, especially at night when I was trying to go to sleep and I felt like the room was spinning. I would work on my breath and focus on that to try and take my mind away from the spinning. Mm-hmm. And try to help me get to sleep and calm down. And also if I had anxiety, you know, having that meditation, because you really can do it anywhere and no one really knows you're even doing it because it's kind of internal. But the breath work and just focusing your thoughts on your breath, mm-hmm. Helping getting you out of that moment.
Excellent. So you've traveled around the country. You've started a magazine. You've written two books. You served on the Advisory Council for the Brain Injury Association of America. What's next?
I don't know. The magazine's enough for now. I don't know. You know, and that's so interesting because I was a professional photographer. I was a business owner my whole life. And I always had goals. I always had, you know, my yearly goals, my 5 years goals, my 10-year goals. I had a vision board. I still have a vision board. But when I sat down to write my goals, I'm like, I don't know. You know, like I'm like, I don't know where this is going to take me. So I really allowed it to just, I'm just kind of along for the ride. The universe is leading me, and I don't know where it's leading me, but
oh, I'm so glad it led you here and back here again.
Yes.
It was wonderful to hear you speak, and I thank you for sharing everything that you've shared with our family, but also with everyone that that listens to you.
Yeah, and thank you and Brooke for all you guys do. I mean, I don't even remember how we connected. Somehow on Facebook, I connected with you, Stephanie, and then with Brooke. And
that was back when you were writing for Huffington Post.
Yeah. And then this last year, we got to spend a lot of time out in Washington, D.C. together. And yeah, it's just been really cool to just watch how everything kind of grows and evolves.
So, Brooke, you have spoken at quite a few schools, and you've done some keynote speaking, and you've also traveled to Washington, D.C. to be an advocate on Brain Injury Day on Capitol Hill. So as you meet and talk to people, what do you think is the biggest misconception that the average person has about concussion?
It honestly depends on so many different factors, whether they're a student or not. I love being able to speak to my peers. Oftentimes I can open their eyes to acknowledging that it is an invisible injury and that we need to treat others with respect. There's no cast on your arm. There's no cast on your head. And so you really shouldn't be making fun of your peers who have to, you know, I had to wear sunglasses in high school because of the light sensitivity. So it was really hurtful that other people were making fun of me and bullying me for having to wear that because of the cognitive and brain injury that I was dealing with at the time. So making sure that they're taking those injuries seriously, not fake taking their baseline test, so that if they're out on the sports field and they suffer a concussion, their baseline is still good because they didn't take it wholeheartedly the first time. That's something that's really important. And then being a good friend to other people who have suffered a concussion and being understanding is great. But for teachers who are older, oftentimes they didn't understand all of the symptoms of a concussion. And so just being able to understand those helps them be able to relate and understand what their students are going through and why they're having difficulties, whether it be paying attention, whether it be falling asleep in class, the headaches, whether they're not in class all the time because their symptoms are so bad that they're not in school. So just having a better broad understanding of what a concussion is for those individuals is very important. And then parents, I think it's great for them to be able to recognize the signs and symptoms so you're able to best take care of your child. Make sure that they are diagnosed with a concussion and that their school will have a proper protocol to getting them back into the classroom and back onto the sports field if they play sports.
So what's your best piece of advice to a fellow student, maybe that's had a concussion, whether it be sports related or not?
I had a lot of health issues before my concussion, and it kind of goes with anything, but especially a concussion, to make sure that you're staying true to yourself and understanding your body, understanding what you're going through and being in tune with what you need. If you need rest, you need rest. If I'm getting a headache, I know I chug some water to make sure I'm not dehydrated, and then it is actually a headache from my concussion, and it's just one of those symptoms. Making sure that you're eating a lot of antioxidants and a lot of good healthy foods, and you're fueling yourself in the best way that you can to make sure that your brain is able to heal, because it is a serious injury.
That's an interesting point. Like, the average teenager's awareness dietary
of their
input.
Body and yes, yeah, dietary and input
and their overall awareness of their body.
It all plays a role.
It does. It does. And I guess we've got maybe about 2-3 more minutes. And there's so much to talk about with both of you ladies. So where do you see yourself in the future helping with concussion awareness? Because like Amy, you've already put in years of raising awareness between talking to schools, and you have a website, lessentheimpact.org, National Concussion Awareness Day. You and I have fundraised for the Brain Injury Association of New Hampshire with our bowling event. Like, what do you think is next for you?
Honestly, I wish there could be nothing left. I wish that people would have a better understanding of what concussions are and that all of us here didn't have advocacy work to do. So that's my main goal. And if that's not happening yet, then I'm still going to be out speaking to schools and on radio shows and doing interviews for newspapers and magazines that help promote concussions and a better understanding of what's happening and how often this happens. The CDC estimates that 1.8 to 3.8 million concussions occur annually, and 50% of them go unreported. So until those numbers decrease and we're able to have more research backing up concussions, I don't know what we can do, but we're going to keep trying.
We're going to keep talking about it. We appreciate all that you do. You bring up a really good point that about 3 million concussions happen annually per year in the United States, and only about half of them get reported. So you got to wonder about what's happening to that other half. Like, do they know they have a concussion? Did mm-hmm. they just not report it? Are they suffering in silence? And that's what the awareness is all about, reaching out to people so they recognize what the symptoms are and how to get treatment and how to get help and how to make a recovery, and especially how to support someone in their life that may have suffered a concussion, because it's hard if you're alone and you're feeling like no one's believing you or taking you seriously for some of the symptoms that you're having, because like you said, it's an invisible injury that people can't necessarily see, but you feel every day. Well, thank you both for being with us this morning. I appreciate it. The show today was sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. Give us a call at 575-9080. That's 575-9080, with three locations in Pembroke, Meredith, and Epping, or on the website. Find us at crossroadschiropractic.com. Until next time, we wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time here on The Pulse.